Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at The Juice.
Oh, yeah.
Which is this daily educational app.
Right.
For students to kind of boost their skills and knowledge and all that.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a look at what students are reading about on there today and maybe give you some ideas about how to talk with them about it.
Yeah, I think you'll find some interesting conversation starters here.
Okay, so let's start with this story about the Mahakumbh Mela.
Okay.
It's taking place in India right now, and it's like this massive Hindu pilgrimage.
It's being called like the largest gathering of people on earth.
Wow.
To accommodate over 400 million pilgrims.
That's unbelievable.
Over the course of the festival.
Yeah.
They've had to build a whole temporary city.
I can't even imagine.
It's incredible.
That the story in The Juice focused on the logistics of the festival.
Right.
But this could be a good opportunity to talk with kids about the role of religion and spirituality in different cultures.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could also tie it into geography and talk about India or even urban planning on a massive scale.
Okay, our next story takes us from a celebration of faith to a much darker chapter in history, the Tulsa Race Massacre.
Right. This event happened back in 1921.
Yeah.
And it involved a white mob attacking a prosperous black neighborhood in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
And it was just a horrific act of violence that was largely covered up for decades.
It's awful.
Yeah.
The story on The Juice mentions a recent Department of Justice report that sheds light on the deliberate and coordinated nature of the attack.
Absolutely. This is definitely a tough topic, but it's essential to teach kids about these historical injustices and how they continue to shape our society today.
Right.
You could use this story as a starting point for a discussion about racial justice, equality, and the importance of remembering and learning from our past.
Next up, we have a story about the wildfires that recently ravaged Los Angeles.
Right. The article in The Juice focuses on the challenges faced by firefighters who were just overwhelmed by the number and intensity of the fires.
Right.
They also talk about issues with water pressure to fire hydrants.
Oh, wow.
Which made things even more difficult.
Wow. The story also mentions the political debate about whether enough was done to prevent and respond to the fires.
Right. And, you know, this could be a good opportunity to talk with your kids about natural disasters.
Yeah.
The importance of emergency preparedness and the role of government in disaster response.
Switching gears a bit, let's talk about this heartwarming story about a veterinarian in Los Angeles who opened up her old clinic.
Oh, yeah.
To house pets that were displaced by the fires.
It's a great example of compassion in action. The story highlights how she received just an outpouring of support from volunteers and the community.
That's great. It's a great reminder of the importance of community and how people come together to help each other in times of need.
Absolutely. You could use this story to talk with kids about empathy, kindness, and the different ways that people can contribute to their communities.
The next item we'll look at is the quote of the day, which comes from Maimonides. You must accept the truth from whatever source it comes.
Maimonides was a medieval Jewish philosopher and scholar.
Right.
And this quote encourages us to be open-minded and to seek truth regardless of its origin.
Yeah, it's a great reminder for all of us.
It is.
Especially in this age of information overload.
Absolutely.
To be critical thinkers and to evaluate information carefully.
It's also a good opportunity to talk with kids about the importance of verifying information and being aware of potential biases.
Now, let's talk about this story about disease detectives.
Okay.
Researchers at Cambridge have developed a new method called FiloWave, which allows them to rapidly identify and track new strains of diseases.
Oh, wow.
It's like creating a family tree for pathogens.
Interesting.
The Juice article explains how this method could revolutionize disease surveillance and response.
It really does. It sounds like something right out of like a detective novel.
Yeah.
But instead of tracking down criminals, they're tracking down diseases.
This could be a great jumping off point to talk with kids about the importance of scientific research.
Right.
And how technology can be used to solve global health challenges.
Oh, absolutely. And you could even tie it into career exploration.
Yeah.
And talk about the different types of jobs that scientists do.
Okay, so that wraps up our look at what students are reading about today on The Juice.
The juice isn't just about giving kids information. It's about empowering them
Right.
to use that knowledge to make a difference in the world.
And that brings us to our final thought for today.
What other ways can we use technology
Yeah.
to connect with young people and help them learn and grow?
That is a great question to ponder. And with that, we'll wrap up our deep dive into the juice. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.